Ed, you sent me a link to a LinkedIn profile, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I have to log into LinkedIn. I forgot my password. But anyway, interesting little conversation, kind of goes back to what's going on in the city of Talent, right?
Well, we get what we allow to happen in the running and management of our cities. That's reality. We got what we're dealing with now. We got what we did when we allowed Jeff Golden to be elected into legislative capacity. Same with Pam Marsh. Mm-hmm. The city of Talent, you know, I don't know why, but they keep referring to the strength of our democracy. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic, and it's that difference that allows us to control what really goes on when they falsify the consensus aspect. You know, the current city manager,
I know Nancy said good things about the current city manager last hour.
Oh, I have no problem. What I'm saying is that if you're managing a city that wants to create the urban renewal situation that they were on track for, I question the background of the management. And this is what it comes down to. We have to understand this. Now, you have to understand that she was appointed, according to the city charter, they appoint these people. And remember who the prior city manager was. It was Jamie McLeod Skinner.
That's right.
Okay. And, you know,
who, by the way, was an utter failure.
That's right. And we have to look at the questioning where we live. Just, you have to be involved in these selections. You have to voice your opinions. The Hatfield School is a background. Okay, great.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about the background of the current City of Talent manager, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And this is...
So tell me what you found there on the LinkedIn page.
Well, when you go under experience, you'll see that she was a board member, I think, of Rogue Climate. Okay, and then it goes back...
Now, that's really interesting because Rogue Climate has been one of the agenda-based groups that was punching above its weight in this urban renewal conversation that Nancy was talking about and exposing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And we are allowing this by nature of not participating enough or looking at it realistically enough.
Now, she was also part of the Hatfield School. Now, the Hatfield School is about as prog as they get, isn't it?
That's the Hatfield School of Governance and Government. Okay, this is where they're teaching these consensus-based processes that if you can buffoon the public into not participating and make them believe that there's a consensus that everybody's happy with this move, this is what we do. Let's do this. Let's do the policy consensus model, the predetermined outcome.
The predetermined outcome that we shove everything into urban renewal in this particular case because of blind, right? Yeah. And then we're going to take this pile of money and we're going to be able to accomplish our progressive goals within the city of
Talent. That's
right. Right?
Well, I look at this as not even a progressive goal. I look at this as the goal of the destruction
Well, I tend to look at it as a racket, really. I really do think the city of Talent's being run like a racket that pretends to be a city.
That's exactly right. And I look at this as, you know, at least they owe the public a chance and an understanding of who they are. Then an accurate description of their background, education, and belief system. And the moment that these people get up there and say, we're here to further our democracy, well, you know then they're defining that they don't have the right to be there because we don't have a democracy. And that's, you know, that's the essence of it. I didn't wake up with the idea of calling in here today. But, I mean, when I listen to this stuff, the information is there all around us. And we are looking to these people for direction. You look at the trauma. They mentioned the trauma of the city of Talent, of the people. The real trauma is the people who had the move. The real trauma is the people that lost all their homes, that don't have a place to come to.
Yeah, the real trauma is not people bringing up the fact that you got essentially city politicians running rackets or trying to push agenda-based rackets, you know? That's not traumatic. That's reality-based thinking.
Yeah, this is, you know, I mean, it's an absurdity. You know, they're forced change due to climate. You know, this is absolutely an absurdity. The climate is consistently changing. It has throughout my whole life. And I look at this stuff and it's like, okay, so we deal with it. We have to deal with it. But driving people out of their homes of where they've chosen to live, that's not an option. I'm sorry. You don't have that right because we live in a republic, not a democracy.
Thank you very much, Ed. And on that note, we'll talk more about that another day. I don't have time at the moment, but that was a great way to wrap it. I know you weren't planning on going out, but I wanted to hear what you had to say about that. Thanks for exposing that bit about the LinkedIn profile, okay? It's good to know.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. More wolves in sheep's, more wolves in sheep's clothing? Yeah, perhaps. It could be. I don't have a lot of time. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning.